before that the Sefta says they are on the par. When the dam spilled out from the first one, you had to have a second par, a third par, a fourth par. The Braisa says that according to Reb Lezer Reb Shimon, you have to burn all four parim. So as the Torah says, Chiedwe Sarif, the Torah says only to burn one par. So you see, the pshat is that since here you have to use three or four, so you have to burn all four of them. So maybe he wasn't here also. Since you have to use three or four serum lazozil, maybe you have to send away all four of them. So Rashi says, Chiedwe Sarif, Rabba come hadalay le Rav Nachman. All the timech v'chi edvoy eskika akosel lisroy putanan v'kul misraf le beis adeshen. That the Sefta says you have to burn all of them, even though lechatchilu you only bring one par. So you see, as many as you have to bring, you have to burn. Here also, maybe if you have to have three or four serum lazozil, you have to send all four away. So Mara says no, me dummy is one diamond to the other. Hossam like siv oisay. By the parim, it doesn't say the word oisay mashm only one and not two. Hochok sivoisei, mashenken by the soil lazozel. The pasuk says, like Rashi says, hochok sivoisei lishaleach oisei lazozel. Oisei is mashma one. In other words, the mitzvah lazozel, you never have more than one. So even though true, you had to use three serim to choose the three. You had to have three sets of serim to be able to choose the three serim chatas lashem. But I call upon the leftover three serum lazozel, you don't have to send away all three. It's enough just to send away one. Here's the Xeros Akosiv, Lashaleach Oisoi. Only one and not more. Itna, Rav Papi Mishmei de Rav Omar, Rishon Mishaleach. So true, you're telling me at Xeros Akosiv, you only have to send away one soil lazozel. Oh, but which one of them? We have now three serum lazozel. Which one of the three should you send away? So Rav Papi learns Mishmei de Rav Omar, Rishon Mishaleach. The first one, that was kaveh to be the first lazozel, that's the mitzvah to send that one away. Rav Yisimi Mishmei Derovi Omar, Achra Mishaleach, no, the last one you send away. So Mar says like this, Bishleima Rav Yisimi Bravashi Mishmei Derovi Diyoma Achra Mishaleach, Bishleima the one that says the name of Rova, that you have to send away the last one. I could understand, Kisavar he holds, Hoya V'goma Boi Kapora. Since that was a Svara, with the last one, that was the one that we finished off the Kapora. In other words, that last set, that one was a Chatas Lashem, and one was a Soil Lazozil, that last Chatas Lashem, that's the one that we finished off, the Avodas, the Zrikas, with that Chatas Lashem. So its mate, that Lazozil, that's the Ikal Lazozil. So that's the one you have to send away. Ela Rav Papi, Mishmei Derova, Mike Sover, what's his swear to say, send away the first one? Umanashach. Well, why the first one? Why not the second? Why not the third one? So Gemara answers, Savulok Rav Yosi. He holds a new svar. He'll hold like Rabbi Yosi. The Omar mitzvah berishon. The mitzvah is with the first one. The first one you did, that's the one that's kaveh dikra mitzvah. You have to finish the mitzvah with the first one. For the Gemara, hi Rabbi Yosi. Where does Rabbi Yosi say such aloha? Where is this Rabbi Yosi that said you use the first one? Elaim Rabbi Yosi the kupois. If you want to say Rabbi Yosi in the Gemara and Shkolim we had, that talks about kupois, we had aloha like this, the tnan. That Rabbi Yosi yoimir. Shloisha kupois. They have three different baskets there. Shel shola shola soin. Each basket was as big, was able to hold three soin. Shebehen terminus alishka. In these three baskets, you used to take the truma from the lishka. In other words, people used to bring the machsa shekel to the lishkas, to the special room, and then they used to come and take a truma. They used to take some of these shkolim out, and they used to put it into these three big baskets. And each basket was able to hold three soyim. Voyakosav aleim, these three baskets had written on them, Aleph Beis Gimel. The first one, the second one, and the third one. Now, Vatani will learn like this. Omer Rabbi Yosi, Loma Kosav aleim Aleph Beis Gimel. Why was it written on these three different kupas, these three different baskets? An Aleph, the second one a Beis, the third one a Gimel. Lay that to know, Ezim Mehem Nitzmer Rishon. To know which one of these baskets you took the Truma first. Now, you have this whole room full of machsa shekel. So then is you have these three baskets standing outside. Each basket holds three soyim. So first you scoop up the machsa shekel and fill up the first basket. Then you fill up the second basket. Then you fill up the third basket. So my nafkamina, that you filled up this one first, that's why we write an aleph on it, to know this is the one we did first. Why do we have to know this one we did first for? Lohavi hemenu rishon. The Rabbi Yosi holds because from this kupa, this is the one you have to use the money to buy the kabbalas from first. Why? She mitzvah marishim. Because the mitzvah is to use the first basket. Since this is the basket you filled up first, with the Machsa Shechem, the mitzvah has to finish off this basket. So you see, the first one you start, that's the one you have to end off with. So Mara says, no, what's the raya? Dilma, v'idna di yischazoyi kemaisa lo yischazi basraisa. Maybe there's a difference, like Rashi says. Lo yischazi basraisa. So rishoyna niris la'akrova, misha nitrimo. Like, as soon as you filled up this first basket with the money of the Machsa Shekel, this basket right now is roid to be used to start buying the kabbonis with it. Mashenk, in the second basket, you didn't fill up yet. So in other words, when you filled up the first basket, this is the only basket that has the money roid to be used to buy kabbonis. So pshita, you have to start using that basket first. First later, we filled up the second basket. So that's the reason why you use the first basket. Because when you filled up the first basket, that's the only one that has the truma salishcha. That's the only one that has the money to be used to buy the kabbonis. Alvasoye shel zug rishon mashenken over here. The soye lazozel from the first mate is lenira lishaleich. He never was able to send it away yet. Achegor mekol matanas adomim. Because halacha is, when do we send away the soye lazozel? Only after you finish all the hazoyes of the dam from the soye that's a chatas lashem. After you finish all the three sets, the sets of putting the soya first on the lefnayim lefnim, then doing it on the proiches, then putting on the mizbeach hazov. After you finish all the three sets of domim, then you first send away the lazozel. So now this first mate, this first lazozel, it was never right to be sent away. Because we're talking about now, this first chatis, the third that was a chatis, in the middle of this rikas adam, you spilled out all the dam. So you never finished off the dam with the first soyer. So you had to shecht another soyer, you had to bring another pair of sirizim, and make another gerul, and make a new choose, which is chatel shem, which is lazozel. So the first lazozel was never able to be used, because you can't start to send it away until you finish all the dam. And you didn't finish all the dam by the first one. So maybe here, Rabbi Yossi wouldn't say to use the first lazozel. Maybe here he could use the second lazozel. Maybe here he use the third lazozel. You have narayi from this din to a din lekupas. By the kupas, when you finish the machsa shekel, there we say when you finish the first kupa, you're allowed to use it right now. That's why you use that one first. Mashenken, here the domim, you can't the lazozel, you have no din to send it away yet. So Gemara says, Ella Rabbi Yossi the Pesach. It's Rabbi Yossi says halacha by Pesach. It's now, we learn it like this. Hamafrish Pischein. If somebody set aside a Korban Pesach, before Pesach, he had his little sphere, he made it for Korban Pesach. V'yovad, and he lost it. V'ifrish achatachto. So before Erev Pesach, he set aside another Korban Pesach. V'yachakach nimtza rishon. And later, he found the first one. So now, l'maisa, on Erev Pesach, he has two Pesachs. The locher is v'reishon, v'reishneim oimdim. And he has both of them standing in front of him. So which one should he use for the Korban Pesach? So one says, Ezimem Sheyitza Yakriv. Divrei Chachamim. The Chachamim say, whichever one of these two he wants, we can use. Either one of them is Roy for Korban Pesach. They're both Hufras Hashem Korban Pesach. He can take his choice right now. Rabbi Yossi Yermanot. Rabbi Yossi says, Mitzvah Barishin. The Mitzvah is to use the first Korban Pesach. Even though for a time you lost it, and you set aside a second one, but now that you found the first one, there's a mitzvah to use the first one. So you see, the first one that set aside for the mitzvah, you're supposed to use the first one. V'yemho yesheni mufchim imenu, yivyenu. But let's say the second korban you set aside was a much nicer one, a bigger one, a fatter one, then you can use the second one. But because the second one is not nicer, Rabbi Yossi says the mitzvah is to use the first one. Even though there's no svara to use the first one over the second one, like the chur, it should be your choice. But you see, that's Rabbi Yossi svara, that the first one that came in contact with the mitzvah, the first one that was shayach to do the mitzvah with, you're supposed to finish off, do the mitzvah with that one. Here also, these three serum lazozel, it comes out at the end of the day, you had to have three different pairs, so you have three left over to be lazozel. Rabbi Yossi shita is, take the first one. Since that was the first one that came in contact with the mitzvah, even though later on you had another two, still you're supposed to lechila, take the first one. Rashi says, "V'yakach nimtzor rishon, oy kaidim chatzoyis diabosar, oy yachach chatzoyis." Might not mean that, but call upon him. You found it during the time to bring the korban pesach. The korban, Rabbi Yossi, mitzvah rishon. V'yafapi shufras hasheni kaidim chatzoyis. V'chimote chatzoyis tavayim eschazi. When it came chatzoyis erev pesach, the time to start to bring the korban pesach, both are roy right now. Ki adodi to kolkamod loymote zman shchitas pesach loyeschazi kamam. The first one wasn't roi, until it came the Chatzos Erev Pesach. by the time of Chatzais, you had two in front of you. So why does Rabbi Yossi say to take the first one? Elamai, that's Rabbi Yossi's Svarim. That the first one that came in contact with the mitzvah, that's the one to do first. So that's Rabbi Yossi's Svarim here also. The first Lazozel, that's the one you should use. Hajin Alecho Etzilei. Hundaf Samach Beis, new Perak, yeah. The Mishnah. Shnei Sirim Yom HaKippurim, Mitzvosan Shiyu Shneiem Shovin, hey, the two Sirim, the two young goats, that we have to bring on Yom Kippur, that we make the girl to choose which one is Lashem, which one is Lazozel. So before we choose, there's a mitzvah that both of them should be alike. Hey, Mitzvosan Shiyu Shneiem Shovin, they should be alike. Bemara, they should look alike. So Rashi learns it means Shneiem Levonim Oishcharim. They should have the same color. Either both of them should be white or both of them should be black. Oi, the Girsa should be Oishchufim or else like red. In other words, both of them should have the same color. Uve Koima, who then should have the same height, they should be the same, just as tall. Uve Domim, they should be worth the same amount. Hes Lagatchim of the mitzvah is to take the Shnei Siriizim to have two of them alike as much as possible. Uve Lekichoson Kechod, should also buy them the same time. That's the mitzvah. Now, v'yafa pi shein shovin ksherim. Even though b'di'evit you have two different sirizim, they don't look alike, still b'di'evit is kosher. In other words, it's only a mitzvah l'chatchilo, but b'di'evit is kosher. Lo kach echad hayoyim v'yechad l'mocher is also ksherim is kosher. Even though l'chatchilo you're supposed to buy them both the same time, if you bought one today and one tomorrow, b'di'evit is kosher. What about meis echad mehem? Let's say one of the two sirizim, one of the two died. So it's like this. If you didn't make the hagrola yet, you didn't choose which one is Lashem, which one is Lazozel, and one of the two die, is poshid. Yikach zug l'sheni. All you have to do is buy one more sirizim, one more goat, and now you have to pair together the two of them, and now you make the girl. What about zoviyim mishigrol meis? But let's say you already made the girl. You already choose which one is Lashem, which one is Lazozel. Or else you are koponim yeh. And vice versa, one of them died, and you're not sure which one died, the case is. You made the agrola, but you're not sure which one died. It's a look like this. Yovei zug acher. You have to bring another pair, another two shnei sirizim. Even though only one died, you have to bring them another pair now. V'yagrol aleihem. And you have to make a new hagrola, bitchila, just like at the beginning. The yomrin say like this, im shel shemes, if the one that died was the one that was supposed to be l'chatas l'ashem, is there shol all of hagorol l'shem? So the one that comes up now, that is l'ashem, the one that we choose now, this new pair, is l'chatas l'ashem, that's the one that we'll use. As yiskayim tachtav. What about v'im shel azozol meis? Let's say no, the first one that died, was the one that was Lazozel, is there Sha'ola Olav Hagar Lazozel, Yiskayim Tachtav. So in the second pair, the one now that we choose to be the Lazozel, that should be instead, that should be in its place. V'hasheni, now the second one, because you have an extra goat here, because the mice, only one of the first pair died. So you took a new pair now. So the mice, you have three goats here. So one of them is extra. So the Mishnah says, V'hasheni, the extra one, the second one, then the Gemara will explain what's called the sheni. Does it mean the second one from the second pair, the second one, or does it mean from the first pair, the second one? But whichever one it means, v'asheni, the second one, yira, you have to let pasture, achi yistoav, until it becomes a balmum, then v'yimkor, sell it, be poiderit, v'yiplu domav l'nadova, and the money you receive for the extra one, you put it into the kupa shon nadova, that you bring a korban oilah to the kayat ha-mizbeach. Why the Mishnah says Shein Chatis Sibra Mesa? Because even though it could be it was a carbon chatis, and still we say that a chatis shemesa by leho is not lemisazla by a carbon sibur. Hey, here really on the tzatis say what died was the lazozel. So true, the second one now is the lazozel, but it comes out now you have two chatois. So how could you use two of them? Why don't we say a chatis shemesa by leho goes lemisi? You should have to kill it. The teretz is that here, since it's from a carbon seba doesn't shter. A carbon seba, the din is you don't have to kill a chate shemes. A chate shemes of aleha. Shein seba mesa. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Thomas, Tiyot, yes. Even by a korban tziva, that's the halacha, that a chatis, a shemeis tzavaleh, is Thomas, you have to let her die. The Yoidom Rabbi Yehuda says, another chiddush, that nishpach hadam, let's say the dam was spilled out, is yomos ha-mishtaleich. Then you have to kill the mishtaleich. In other words, when you have the first two siri'izim, and let's say the chatis la-shem, the one that you collected the dam, now all the dam spills out. Nishpach hadam. So halacha is, you can't use the chatas l'Hashem anymore. You have to bring a new series of chatas l'Hashem. So what then? You have to bring a new pair, and you have to have a new one l'azazel. The first tamashlech also you have to kill. That's the Yehuda Shita. What about the opposite way? Meitzah mishtaleich, you have your original two shnei serizim. One was l'azazel, one was l'Hashem, l'chatas. Now the one l'azazel died. So automatically, the one that was chatas l'Hashem, you can't use anymore, because it doesn't have its mate with it. So mele, yishofech adam. The locher is that dam you have to spill out, and you have to bring another two pair of shnei siri'izim, and make a new hadrola. This is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Now, they're not like the Tanakama. The Tanakama says if one of them is mace, bring another two, and make a new one, but you still use the first one, you just stop poider it. According to Rabbi Yehuda, no. You have to be mace, the other one you can't use at all. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says like this. V'hasheni. It's in the case that one of the two died. So you have to bring a new pair now. So Rashi says, V'yoymer, the third line of Rashi. V'yoymer. Im shel shei meis, hochi meforish. That im shel shei meis, if the one that died was the chatas l'Hashem, yoymer, you should say zeh sholov is chatas l'Hashem. V'im shel azozo meis, yoymer zeh sholov. V'hasheni. Im shel azazel meis, if the one that died was lazazel, v'yachshav yeshkan shnayim l'shem, you have two of them left l'shem. In other words, it could be talking about we know exactly which one died. True, you had first two pair, you have two of them, and one of them died. We know which one died. Let's say the chatis l'shem died. So when you make your new gyro, the new pair, the one that's chatis that you use, but it comes out you have two lazazels now. V'yachshav yeshkan shnayim l'shem. Echad shenishim mizug rishon, v'yechad mizug hasheni, is bechad yischape v'sheni yiruah. It's in the case where first the lazazel died. So now you bring the second pair, you have two in the second pair. One is lazazel, that's the one you're going to use, but the second one is a chatas l'Hashem. So it comes out now you have two, that's a chatas l'Hashem. So one of them you use, and the second one is yiruah, let it pass through until it becomes a balmum. V'chein the opposite way. Im shel shei meis. Let's say the chatas l'Hashem, that one died. V'arei yesh kan shnayim lazozel. So now you're going to have two left over to be for lazozel. Hezechid yishtolech. One of them you use. V'yasheni yiroh. The Gemara Meforish eizah sheni. Im sheni shebezug sheni. Im sheni shebezug rishon. The Gemara will explain which one is extra. So the kids were talking about a case that betchila you had the shnei sirizim. And you made hagrol already. So this one was the chatas l'Hashem, and this one was lazozel. So it depends. If either one of them died, so you have to have a new pair now. So this new pair is like this. Again, you make hagrola. One of them is the chatas, one of them is lazozel. So if in the first pair, the chatas died, so very good. The second one, you use the chatas, that's going to be the chatas. But it comes out now, you have two lazozels left over. You have a second lazozel and a first one. So the Mishnah just says, one of them we use, and the second one, you have to let pasture until it becomes a balmum, and then you can sell it. Which one do you use? The Mishnah doesn't say clearly. That the Gemara will explain, which one do we use? That's the Tanakama. We have Yehuda says no, that about Rashi. Alright, Rashi just says in the Tanakama, saying the Chiddush. That what? Shein chata siba mesa. The chigmiri chomish chatois biyochi gmiri. But I'm a first baharis. Mashenke betzibur, he doesn't have to die. So here also, about this is a korban chatis with a betzibur, so even though it's like mesa baila, still you could use it. That was, but Rabbi Yehuda argues and says no, that applies like a chatis shemesa baleho, that the locher is lemi sozlo, you can't use the first one. And then Rabbi Yehuda says another chiddush, go to Rabbi Yehuda, so Rashi Megmor Meforish, my yosla sufei. The Gemara will explain what is chiddush in the second part of the Mishnah. Yomisa mishtaleach, v'yovi shnayim v'yagulein betchila. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda is saying that if the lazozel died, so you can't use the one chatas l'Hashem anymore, you have to let it die, and you have to bring another two shnei sirizim and make a new hagrola. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. All right, we'll see in the Gemara the machlekes. So the Gemara starts off. Again, the first halacha in the Mishnah was
when tchila, when you bring the shnei sirizim, they have to be shave b'mara uvekuma v'domim. They have to look alike, the same color. They have to try and be the same height, and they have to be worth the exact same amount of money. Zumar satana rabbonim.